Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all, it's clear as day what we have to talk about today. All right, so I already knew I was going to do a video on this as soon as I saw it floating on the internet yesterday. Now, this was a rumor too long yesterday. That's the first thing I can start off and say. It was rumored almost all day long. I didn't even see, like, you know, you get that official Instagram account. You get TMZ, which we're looking at right now on the screen. You get World Star. You get, you know, kind of like all the big accounts on Instagram that post when someone dies. No one posted about it. Everybody was posting, like, just saying it was rumored. Like, the post was just, you know, it was rumored he died, blah, blah, blah. You know, no one was really posting that he officially died. I think I might have saw an official text post last night, like around 11:30. But it wasn't from any of the main accounts. It was like some page called The Neighborhood or something like that. I don't know. But it kind of started making me get a little suspicious about it. Of course, other people was hitting me up like, yo, we got to talk about Kevin Samuels. And then it all made sense for them to officially announce it today, which is the 6th of May, on a Friday. And also, every report that I have saw up until TMZ just made this report this morning has said that Kevin Samuels was 56 years old. Now, obviously, him being 56 and dying on 5/6/2022 would be highly, highly, you know, coincidental. And obviously, we don't believe in coincidences. We know that these are sometimes murdered by numbers. But like I just said, TMZ is the only article that posts that he died at 57 years old. And I've checked, I think his birthday was March 13th, and he was born in 1965. But TMZ is the only article that's saying he's dead at 57. You see what I'm saying? Every other article is posting 56. Even when you type in Kevin Samuels' age, it goes, you just type in Kevin Samuels' age on Google, and it shows you that he's 56. Obviously, he's not that famous, so you got to, like, scroll down to those little off websites that, like, report, you know, influencers' age and bios and shit like that. Y'all already know. But anyway, so let's get into what supposedly happened, right? So what we're going to call this one is basically another case of art imitating life when it comes to, you know, these so-called celebrities, whether you want to call him a celebrity or influencer, whatever you want to call him. I guess he was pretty known up until his death. Obviously, he had a video with Future in February where they did like a little skit, a little small video for Valentine's Day or whatever they had going on. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he just had some kind of like interview or some shit with Nicki Minaj. So he was definitely crossing those lines into the Hollywood world, you know, basically that occult world, because a lot of people believe he was a part of the Brotherhood anyway, that he could have been Boule, but who knows? You know, who knows? Who knows at the end of the day? All I can say, he definitely has a lot. In every video, he always got his hands in a pyramid. He's always purposely throwing up the 366 sign. So I'll show y'all that. But he does it in, like, every video. Like, he always puts his hands in that 666 sign. Not saying he's doing it, just not knowing what he's doing, because I'm very sure that he's aware of those symbols and stuff and what they represent. So I'm pretty sure he's doing that to show his allegiance. But anyway, so let's get to the story, right? First, you know, I guess just to kind of, you know, show y'all right from the horse's mouth as far as the police report goes, you know, we could take a look at that first, right? So I screenshotted this police report from Instagram. Obviously, you can look it up for yourself if you want, but this was just the quickest thing to do. So anyways, my reason on saying that he died by art imitating life is because, so supposedly he died with a woman that he had just met the previous night, right? So Kevin Samuels was pretty much known for giving out relationship advice and basically telling men and women that, you know, at certain ages, if you're not this, if you're not that, you're not worth shit to a man no more. You're not worth shit to a woman no more. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all already know if you're hip to Kevin Samuels, you already know about his, you know, his little philosophies and all that on relationships and whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If all that stuff gets to you and it makes you mad as a woman or it makes you mad as a man, then, you know, I would just say you're paying attention to the wrong things in life, because you already know here we talk about the spiritual side of relationships and shit. Like we're not worried about if you 35 and you ain't married yet, or if you this and that, you know, or, you know, if you looking for a high value man and all. We're not worried about none of that, because it's deeper than that. It's all spiritual. Y'all already know. We don't even have those kind of conversations on this channel. It's way deeper than that. So really, I looked at all that as entertainment, because at the end of the day, that's what it was. Because everybody saw, you know, those early videos where he was like really going in on the women and making himself famous for all that shit. Everyone saw those videos. It was pure entertainment. And if you took it for anything more, then it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, back to the topic, right? So supposedly he met the woman a night or two before. What does it say? It says on May 5th, 2022, an officer responded to a call at East Paces Ferry Northeast Apartment, which is here in Atlanta. And Kevin was from Atlanta. It was regarding a person injured. It was a black male, unresponsive, on the floor of his apartment, and he was with a woman of Native Hawaiian or whatever descent, okay? So, the woman stated that she met Mr. Samuels last night. This was Thursday, so they would have met Wednesday night, came to his apartment and spent the night with him. So, obviously, this was on some one-night stand type of stuff. He caught a little chick, brought her back to the apartment, whatever. Mr. Samuels, she said that Mr. Samuels complained of chest pain and she attempted to help him and she was a nurse and blah, blah, blah. Right. Which all seems to be kind of coincidental to me, because when we think about the art imitating life, as we just said, his whole, you know, come up and all that on YouTube and blowing up was about, you know, in a sense, attacking women, attacking men and women, mostly attacking women, you know, kind of embarrassing women and telling them about themselves and blah, 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 right? If you want to consider all that to be embarrassing. But anyway, that was what his whole thing was about, right? And so his death is presented to us in a manner where it contradicts everything that he was teaching, you know, because basically he caught a chick, he had a one-night stand with her, and the next day he's complaining of chest pains and he falls on this chick and dies. So that to me is like, that is like, you know, I take that as like, it's like one of two ways. It's either this is, you know, this is a sacrifice to Hollywood and the occult, and they did it in a way to embarrass him and embarrass his image, you know, because that's why I said he'd already stepped over the line and crossed into that Hollywood world. So you never know what he was approached with, because he had hella influence over, you know, the black community, basically. So you never know what he was approached with or what he had going on behind closed doors, because this in a way is embarrassing. You know, he has no say so in this. He can't come out and be like, yo, I wasn't smashing that chick. I met that chick a whole 2 weeks ago. The media lying to you and saying we met last night, when really I met that chick 3 months ago. You know, like you never know. You'll never hear his side, because now it's being looked at as, oh, okay, Kevin just died. He died in the same way, the same manner that he talked about women. He had a little one night stand and end up croaking over and falling on the lady and dying the next morning. So you can take that as, which is crazy, because I saw somebody that said karma. Karma is a bitch. And I'm like, yo, people don't get, you're not getting karma for giving your opinion on dating and relationships. He didn't get karma to him because he'd spoke an opinion. If that's the case, everybody would be dying from speaking their opinion about some shit. So when I saw that, and it was from a girl had said that, I thought that was just ignorant as hell. But it goes to show you how many, you know, how many women and people were actually hurt by the things he was saying. Because people were actually joking and shit and kind of celebrating the fact that he died. But it was just opinions. You didn't have to listen to anything, which is why I say all that shit was entertainment. We don't even talk about that kind of shit. That's surface level shit, bro. We don't talk about that. Don't nobody make no rules of when you're married and you, this should be that and you should be chasing after this guy. You, bro, you lost. If you listening to that kind of shit and you're listening to another man for the kind of advice you think you need in life about a man you want to be with in marriage and this and that, you lost, bro. You got all that information in yourself and you can get it from God. You don't need another man, especially as a woman, especially as a man. So that's my advice on all that shit. You know, y'all already know me. I've went in multiple times on, you know, all those topics that tie into that kind of stuff. Soul ties and internet and blah, blah, blah. And best believe we bringing those topics back around. I actually got a video that I'm going to do really soon on the surface of those topics I just named. You know, so to me, you know, y'all already know what I'm thinking. This is not coincidence. This was set up. This was set up in a form of art imitating life. They embarrassed his image. And I believe he was definitely sacrificed. Because like I said, it's just too coincidental and I don't believe in coincidences. It's odd that the woman was actually a registered nurse. A reason too. So that's pretty much what I think about it. It definitely would be very odd for him to die at 56 years old. I think it was 56, not 57, at 56 years old on May 6th when they actually announce it. So we get occult numbers and then we get the occult dying by, you know, art imitating life. Because do we really think that, you know, he died of a heart attack? He could have been poisoned. You know, you just never really know. We never know the true story because he's not here to tell us. And his mom supposedly had to find out by social media that her own son had died. You know, but we'll never get Kevin's side of what actually happened with the woman and how actually he might have known her. You know, rather or not, that truly was a little one night stand or whatever it was. But I can tell you for sure he was sacrificed. He was given up. And I just could never believe in any kind of coincidence, you know, of this story. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, I guess that's kind of my take on it. You know, I ain't gonna drag this video on just too long going into stuff that's not really about Kevin Samuel being sacrificed. Because I don't really see it any other way. Obviously, like I said, you know, obviously once you pass the age of 50 years old, if you're not living a healthy lifestyle, anything could happen as far as heart attacks and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm not going to just say Kevin said we don't know him. We don't know how he lived. We don't know how he ate. We don't know any of that stuff. Obviously, the man made $15,000 to $20,000 a month. He looked well-dressed, well-presented. He looked well, you know, knowledgeable about things about life. So just off of those, I could imagine he was a pretty healthy guy. You know, he probably ate good, you know, and, you know, healthy. You know, I couldn't, just by the way he presented himself, it doesn't seem like he chowed down burgers and pork chops every single day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, as far as him just being a healthy guy, I think he was. I don't think this was, you know, just a random heart attack the next day after he met this woman one night and boom, you know, he just up and dies. You know, y'all already know how I feel about these super surprising deaths in Hollywood, man. They're always staged, man. They're always staged. The best surprise is no surprise at all. It was really staged. You know, it was really planned. Surprises are planned, y'all. I've told y'all before, when somebody surprised you on your birthday, they planned that surprise. It was just a surprise to you. Just as this is like a surprise to us, you know, because we weren't the ones that planned it. So with that being said, man, I'm gonna leave this video where it's at. Y'all already know, man. Come in the comments and let me know anything that I might have missed or what y'all think personally about Kevin Samuels passing away at the age of 56 or at the age of 57, like TMZ says. And it's Black Balloon. And I'm gonna see y'all soon. Oh, yeah, and I actually had a completely different video ready for today until all of this stuff happened. But that video will drop this weekend, so please look out for more content as we are on the way back up getting this channel to where we left off, man. I really do appreciate every last one of y'all. And with that being said...